Embajador.
Mr. President, thank you for arranging this high-level event. Our journey has been difficult, but we can cherish also a number of achievements. The UPR has been the Council's crowning success. This peer-driven process with universal participation has fostered dialogue among states and galvanized domestic progress in the human rights domain. Similarly, the Council's technical assistance mandate has enabled developing countries to implement their national human rights priorities. We also recognize the important work done by the UN special procedures. The OIC has played its role in promoting and protecting fundamental rights, freedoms, and dignity of people in vulnerable situations. This is evident from the fact that OIC countries are hosting more than two-thirds of the world refugee population. Additionally, we have been drawing the Council's attention towards the situation in the occupied Palestinian territory, Jammu and Kashmir, and Rohingya Muslims, among others, and would continue to do so. We reiterate our strong support for Agenda Item 7 of the Council and reject any effort to undermine this item. The OIC's landmark Resolution 1618 has driven concrete action at all levels to counter the growing plague of intolerance, discrimination, and violence against individuals and communities because of their religious beliefs. We are also pleased to note the progressive development of human rights norms. Alongside these positives, we note with concern the unabated politicization of the Council's work and the ensuing polarization and selectivity in approaches. This has shrunk space for productive dialogue and constructive engagement. It has led to creation of a hierarchy among human rights. Regrettably, many situations of concern remain a blind spot. We are also disappointed over efforts to promote controversial notions and concepts which are oblivious to the social, cultural, and religious sensitivities of states. The global surge in violence, stigmatization, and discrimination against Muslims and Islam remains a matter of grave concern. We reiterate our call for concrete actions to address the drivers of these troubling developments and hold the perpetrators to account. Finally, on its part, the OIC reaffirms its strong support to the Council's mandate and will remain a steady partner in advancing the cause of peace, human rights, and development. I thank you.